Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, we say good afternoon from the bubble to our man, Darren Eales, who is the president of Atlanta United. I think, you know, before we get into the match and what is going to happen on Thursday and looking ahead, what's bubble life like?
Good afternoon, chaps. Yeah, it's not too bad, to be honest. Like I said, they've done a good job in keeping us safe, and it feels like it's settled down now that everyone's sort of been here and been here for a week. But I think, you know, it feels a lot safer, and now we're playing matches. It's just, you know, focus on the game, play the match, and then you focus on the next game. So time's sort of flying by a bit quicker.
Well, Darren's not going to say it, Carl, but he's got two young children, and he misses them and he loves them. But, you know, a little break every now and again isn't the worst thing.
Right, yeah, the Lions aren't the worst.
Hey, Darren, now we talked about this with Jason Longshore yesterday, and again, we knew just going into this, regardless of the rust factor, and there was rust, there's been rust for everyone in this tournament so far, but the Red Bulls are always a tough out, especially if they're going to allow the physicality they allowed.
Yeah, look, I mean, the script was sort of written. I mean, I was concerned about that first 10 minutes, as always am against Red Bulls, and look, it was the same for both teams, so no excuses, but we had the rain delay, and then, you know, we ended up having a shortened warm-up, and, you know, we got caught cold on that chance that they took. And, you know, I thought, aside from that, for a first game back for a long time, I thought we were creating some good chances. Obviously, we didn't put them away, but the, you know, the chances were there. So that's definitely a positive to take away from it. And I think, you know, from the fitness perspective, we came out of it in pretty good shape. So it's not like we picked up any injuries. But now, you know, we're in a group format where, you know, that first game, we didn't get to take the points that we wanted to, but it makes now Thursday vitally important, obviously. You know, that becomes a game now that we can't afford to slip up in.
Darren, is it an experiment that's going on right now with the 11? I mean, how is Frank approaching? Is it match by match? I mean, I looked at the 11, and it wasn't like I was disappointed. I just, you know, was like, okay, is this going to be the 11, or is it going to be something that he's just trying to figure out as we get going again?
Yeah, look, I think you'll see rotation from all the teams. You know, the matches are pretty close together. You know, the heat here, it's real in Orlando. And it hasn't been, you know, a full pre-season in effect. You know, this is like the start of a new season, and we had a shortened pre-season with obviously all of the bumps in the way, along with, you know, the testing, etc. So I think, look, it'll be something where there'll be a rotation from match to match. And, you know, this is where it's important, because we said this from the start, you know, particularly in this tournament format, it's going to be a squad basis. So, you know, whoever gets their chance on Thursday, they've got to grab it. And look, you know, if they do it and do a good job, then their position is theirs to keep. So I think that competition with places is a good thing. And I'm sure we'll see, you know, Frank will probably shake it up a little bit for the game on Thursday.
Yeah, I like what I saw as Darren Eales joins us, guys, president of Atlanta United. I like Castro. I get what we're getting from him. I think, you know, some guys, Hazeto looked a little rusty at times, some turnovers. George Bello looked great. And then when Adam John came in, he really kind of gave a lift last match.
Yeah, it was a shame on Adams. It looked like that header was going to be, you know, an equalizer right at the death. And It was a great save by the Red Bulls keeper. You know, George was a good story, because he's battled for that spot in pre-season, you know, to earn that start in that game, and I thought he did really well, given that he's had, you know, the troubles that he's had the last couple of years. So, you know, it was fantastic to see a homegrown player out there playing like that, and, you know, credit to him. And, you know, Manuel, and he was open and honest in interviews that he's given since the game. I mean, you know, this is a different position for him, and, you know, he got in the position. He didn't put him away, obviously, but, you know, that's something where half the battle is creating the chances. And now, you know, if he gets the chance again, then, you know, hopefully he's going to put it away and be a bit more clinical.
Darren, you know, our fans are in tune with our club. They are trying to figure out everything that's going on. And I got a message from one of our fans who said, ask Darren if he can tell us about Eric Lopez.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, as you know, we don't talk about any players if they're not under contract with us. So, you know, I've heard some buzz around him, but he's not someone I can comment on.
You know, the thing is, the problem historically is every time this happens,
and oh, yeah,
you know, you leave the interview with us, and the next thing you know, this guy's in a five-stripes uniform.
It's true.
No, historically. Mike, I mean, one thing I can say is, I mean, we're always looking to the future, and, you know, whether it's this window, future windows, we're always looking to try and piece together a squad, and it doesn't happen just, you know, you don't just focus in the now, you're always trying to think forward, not only for, you know, this window, but future windows, and always planning. So, you know, we're always looking around the globe for talent and players that, you know, we can slot in within our salary cap at the right time. And that's something we'll always do.
It is Darren Eales. Sorry to cut you off. Darren Eales with us, guys. He's down in the bubble in Orlando, where MLS continues Thursday. Mike Conti and Jason with a call, of course, as we have an early. I saw the comments from, I think it was through a translator, where I forget who said it, said he never played a match this early in his life. It was Escobar, Franco Escobar, Darren. Never played a match, even in youth soccer, this early in his life.
Nah, it's crazy, isn't it? 9 a.m., I mean, it's like Cubs football back in England. We used to play at ridiculous times on a Saturday morning. And look, it's so different. I mean, Seattle had it today, and I felt sorry for them because, you know, they're a West Coast team as well, but they got beaten, the defending cup champions, in a 9 a.m. game. Because, you know, firstly, we were training at the same time. It's hot, but, you know, we're going to have to get the lads up at, you know, well before 6 o'clock to have their, you know, their pre-match meal. And so it is different. But, again, it's the same for everybody. And this is where, you know, I think it's important that you know, the squads just have got to come together. And, look, I feel really good about the reaction to the game on the weekend, because, you know, the players are obviously disappointed, but they've gone over the videotape together, they analysed it, and it was good, you know, I think, sort of squad focus in training since then, and, you know, I think they're going to be really up to Thursday.
How good was Brad the other night? I thought Goose was amazing. I mean, we could have been down 3-0. He made a couple of amazing saves.
Yeah, no, he did really well. Very good at those sort of the one-on-ones when they were coming in, and just makes himself big and gets his big paw on it or his leg on it, and you know, Brad had a great game, and you know, that's obviously important to us. He's, you know, our leader at the back there, and you know, that would be what, you know, the guys will be chatting about is, okay, how do we improve from Saturday, even on just communication, because some of it's just a little bit of talking amongst the players and, you know, making them aware if there's a player running free that, you know, you've got to pass it on. And I think that's something that, you know, Brad obviously helps us with his experience in talking with the team and saying, okay, you know, that's happened now, but how do we learn from that?
Darren Eales is with us, guys. President of your Atlanta United, falling 1-0, as we said. I mean, it was a beautiful goal by, I mean, give him credit. It's the kind of stuff we'd like to see. Did you like how we were trying to do things over the top, or you just, it's going to evolve? It seemed like there was some clutter in the middle, or is that because guys hadn't played with each other, and I guess also Barco wasn't out there to start the game?
Yeah, a few things. We didn't have Barco at the start, but I think, look, I mean, even the goal, we'd actually made a, you know, 2 minutes in, we were attacking way down the right, and we just didn't, as a team, you know, push up and lock on, as we say, in terms of, you know, making sure they couldn't play out. But it was actually quite a promising attack by us, and it was just something where there was a little bit of miscommunication, a couple of chances. You know, it was a team defending, we could have got the ball back, and, you know, credit to Kaku, who put the pass through. It was a great first-time pass, and the player finished it well. But, you know, it was one of those where early on we got caught a little bit cold. But, you know, aside from that, I think we had some good areas where, you know, George down the left and Brooks Lennon down the right, you know, a couple of times, you know, like we said with Manuel, where he made a great run. I mean, Mo Adams second half did a good burst into the box, cut it back, and, you know, we slot that one in. I think it's a different game. So I think, you know, there's obviously bits to work on from it, but I do think, like, you know, we created chances. They are a tough team, we know that. They are sort of kryptonite in terms of in the regular season. We just don't seem to be able to get over the hump with Red Bulls. But, you know, our focus now has to be Thursday. And, you know, Cincinnati are going to be licking their wounds a little bit after their game against Columbus. You know, we played them earlier this season. I think we know what we're going to get with them, which is, you know, just sitting back behind the ball. Mm-hmm. So we're going to show a little bit of patience and try and break them down. And if we can get that first goal, I think we'll be in a good position.
Darren, what's the food situation like with the bubble? Do you order whatever you want? Is there a menu that you can order only set items from? How does this whole food thing work?
No, so we all have our team rooms, and we get served. So we have a couple of servers behind glass, and you hand them your plate, and they serve it from what's there. So to be honest, it's great food, but it does get a bit the same. But then we're allowed to sort of rotate. There's three internal restaurants here just for the two hotels, and obviously we're the only guests here. So as a team, like once every 5 days, we get a treat, and we get to go to one of the restaurants as a team, obviously with the mask and socially distance, and we have a meal. So we do look forward to those. So we had a sushi last night, so that's sushi never tasted so good.
Very cool.
I was going to say, it's curious because I know that, you know, it's young guys, and we've spoken to so many players in the last couple of weeks, and, you know, everybody's raring to go. And now, but again, it's just a new reality. And I guess, you know, there's a camaraderie, I would suppose, right? Everybody's in it together.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's, and even now, I think, like I said, since we started to play the games, there definitely is a bit more of a relaxed vibe around the hotel. And I think now we've all sort of got used to the new normal of being here. And so I think there's, you know, it's funny. So today, you know, you'll see the teams coming back to the hotel after the match that you've watched on the TV, because obviously they won't let you go to the stadium watch it, but there's a bit of banter then between, you know, the teams as they're coming off. So I feel like, you know, it feels like we're sort of into a stage now where, you know, those sort of question marks around the positive test seem to have gone away, and now it is just like a World Cup tournament, and there's that air of almost like a reality TV show. We're all here together, and there's banter flying between the teams. So it's actually quite fun.
Well, Darren, we look forward to Thursday and seeing how the club responds. And listen, we're happy to have soccer back on the pitch. I mean, we talked about it for months, and I know, you know, we all just wanted to see the competition, and now we're getting an opportunity to see that. So it's fun. Be safe down there. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, cheers, Carl. Thanks. And we have great TV numbers. It was really impressive. We won the weekend, so shout out to our fans because they still represented watching us on the telly, and hopefully Thursday we'll give them something to cheer.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.